we're back for another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Pop Culture Cosmos. The Lakers Fast Break, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our great shows. And if you can, please give us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Plus, if you could like, share, subscribe, or do whatever you can to go ahead and support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, it is truly appreciated. Well, the NBA draft is coming up on Wednesday. A lot of people are excited, but no more so than the NBA draft hopefuls that are out there. And with me today is an NBA draft hopeful. Hopefully somebody will go ahead and, as far as one of these 30 great teams, will go ahead and see their way clear to maybe go ahead and give this guy a chance, because he certainly deserves it. I've been watching some videos, watching some tape. He looks like someone that I think maybe an NBA team should give a chance out there. It is Mike Lenoir. And Mike, just great to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it for having me.
Well, you know what? I've seen some of your work already, and it's been very impressive. Our first thing I got to ask you, and I'm sorry if I'm sounding like some NBA type executive that has to go ahead and interview all these guys and gives them all the crazy questions or not, but okay. I've looked all as far as the scouting reports. 5'9", 5'10", 5'11". In about a week's time, I think you'll be 7'3". But I want to ask you this. Your true height is, you know yourself as far as that's concerned better than anyone. What is your exact height, according to all these NBA draft organizations and all that, want to go ahead and, you know, get an actual height on you?
5'11".
See, there you go, 5'11". I mean, like I said, because you see all the different various reports. That's obviously in your favor. And anybody who goes ahead and sees that, and you know, a couple inches make a world of difference as far as the evaluations and things of that nature. So that's a great sign. You had a prolific, very prolific career so far as your short time in professional leagues and your time in the basketball league. I know you got a lot of great support behind you. Please go ahead. Tell me, I see a lot of great guys behind you. What's going on with that?
No, those are just my teammates. You know, I got a wonderful support system behind me. Without those guys, you know, I couldn't have did some of the things that I did in the TBL. So those are my teammates. I got right here, Bosa Bosovic, the one at the end right there. He's from Montenegro over there overseas. I got Jared Henderson right here. He's from San Marcos, Texas. I got Chase Winchester right there. He's from Dallas, Texas. We call him right here the 7-footer, Biggie. But he's from Algeria. And then I got my new teammate right over here. He's from Florida. So
my warmest regards, and also as well for you guys, a tremendous basketball career. But for you, Mike, it's going to be something as far as a great challenge. I understand, and I know you're very cognizant of where you stand if you're going to become one of the 60 players that's selected, or if you're going to be someone that has a viable interest, maybe a team might go ahead and get you right after the draft, because as you know, they just right after the draft, a flurry of signings for undrafted players comes about right after that. What are you realistically hoping for come this Wednesday for the NBA draft?
Realistically, I'm hoping to get my name called. I know what it is, you know, pretty much the first round, how those guys are. Those are all the guys, you know, pretty much have the star power or the people behind them that's pretty much known already. I feel like I'm one of the guys in the draft that's, you know, the underdog. So I'm pretty much, you know, realistically second round for sure. Or like you say, even if I go undrafted, you know, getting one of those calls. So
a lot of great players that have come in the league. Michael Adams, Bud Webb, just so many great players that have excelled in the league that were under 6 feet. And right now there are players right at 6 feet or 6 feet one, 5'11", right in that range. Kemba Walker, I think, is the one that I think is really stand out as far as that's concerned. Is that someone who you try to emulate, or is there a style that you know that you can go ahead and basically be a carbon copy of, that you can go ahead and say, you know what, I can only do what that individual does now in the league, but I can take it a step further?
I look at everybody who's, you know, short or not too much tall in the league and try to take bits and pieces away from their game to see how I can, you know, impact the game in a way in the NBA, because I know those guys are at the highest level and how they're attacking and, you know, being a game changer. I try to do that a lot. But for the most part, I think what gives me an edge on guys that's, you know, that's taller, or by me being 5'11", or whatever they may list me as, is my speed. You know, how the game is played nowadays is fast, and the refs, how they call the game, you can't really touch anybody. So I know speed kills, and I feel like that's one of my best attributes.
I actually see quite a bit of footage out there on you, and that's what I take from the most. Obviously, your speed is your advantage right now. You're also your scoring ability. I think close to 25 points a game in the TBL is what you were averaging. Also, as well, close to 12 assists a game. The numbers speak for themselves. You know, I've seen the way that you have that type of court vision, and you love throwing the lob out there. I mean, the type of feeling you get when you throw that lob from, let's say, the free throw line, or where you're at, even up from the three-point area, when you throw that lob and help your teammates get that either easy layup or dunk, what's that type of feeling like, knowing that you've contributed on that end as far as the lobs are concerned? Because I see that as a great part of your game.
I feel great because, you know, me, I'm a point guard first. You know, I'm not a shot hunting guy or just looking to score. But I also know basketball-wise, IQ-wise, if I get my teammates involved and these guys get going, then the defense just can't key in on me. You know, they have to be honest. They have to worry about everybody else that's on the team, which will open the floor for me in the long run so I can use my speed and, you know, use my handles and be able to attack those gaps. So, but I like getting my teammates involved. You know, I'm a true PG, so it gives me a great feeling when I throw those lobs or my guys getting rhythm, hitting those three-pointers or getting easy. So I love it.
Now, I mentioned Kemba Walker as being one of the individuals that I said closely resembles the type of game that you play. I know in the playoffs he was a target, and I've discussed this on the show with many experts that were on the show with me, that he was continually a target on the defensive end. And that's something I know you have to worry on, whether it's early in the league or whether you're in the playoffs or anything of that nature. What are you doing to work on those aspects of your game? Because instantly, with anybody at that size, whether it's 5'11", 6 feet, 5'9", in that range, the defensive side of the ball is where people go ahead and say, you know what, maybe if there's one side of the court that you're talking about that you may have an issue on, defensively, that might be it. What are you doing to work on those aspects of your game there?
I would say most definitely the weight room, getting stronger every day, because I know the lowest man to me always win. You don't have your legs, you can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So work on studying the game, finding out different ways people like to score, different ways people likes to go, you know, what they look for, how to get their shot off, or how they look to make a play. It's just those type of things. When you're smaller and, you know, you're not really the prototype, you have to attack all the details like head on. You can't really just take any shortcuts. So I think that's what I do the most, you know, see what people like to do, see what they're best at. I have to be strong. If you're not strong, then, you know, they'll just look at me like another little guy that they can, you know, take advantage of.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, I've seen you work out as far as in the video. Obviously, you've got some really nice core strength that I already see already developing with you. And I know that there's a lot of eyes on the league that have on you. But have any NBA teams reached out at you? You know, have they said, you know, hey, we're interested in you, want to talk, sit you down for one of those nice mega 6 to 8 hour interviews seemingly that a lot of these prospects talk about where they ask all these crazy questions? Have any of these teams reached out to you so far?
My coach and his wife, they reach out to teams, and teams reach out to us too. The Dallas Mavericks and their G League team, the Texas Legends, 76ers, Los Angeles Clippers, and the New York Knicks, so also the Atlanta Hawks. So all those teams, they've reached out for sure.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. I cannot express the kind of gratitude that we have for your success on that. I'm hoping that you will have a great career in the NBA. But one last thing I want to ask you is, before you go ahead and sell yourself out there, not only to our listeners, but to all the NBA teams out there, I noticed some of the reports that are out there that are on you as far as the info files and the information that they have on you come from outside the United States, i.e. Europe and also Australia and New Zealand, which, as you know, have also professional leagues of their own. Should that opportunity arise for you as far as, let's say, the NBA is going to give you this, but maybe you want to go ahead and seek greener pastures, per se, overseas, because you've got Greece, Europe, China, Australia, New Zealand, so many different professional leagues out there, would you entertain that prospect?
I feel like it'll just all have to be the right timing and situation. Whatever the NBA offers, or maybe G League or overseas teams may offer, I think I just have to have a sit down with my team, and you know, we discuss what would be the ins and the outs and the positive and the negatives of it. But I think that's a decision to be made around that type of time. You know, I just can't really hit it right now because it might be a situation to where I can go overseas to NBA Australia, have a great year there, then end back up in the NBA. Or G League, do good there, end up in the NBA. So, you know, it all depends. So when that situation comes, or if it presents itself, then I know how to handle it.
We're signaling the ref for a quick timeout, but we'll be back with more of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. Hey, Lakers fans. Looking for the best place to go for up-to-date news, information, original videos, articles, podcasts, opinion pieces, and discussions about the world champion, Los Angeles Lakers? Well, look no further than LakerHolics.com. With a legion of followers always there talking about everything Lakers and the NBA, there's no better place to go to share your fandom as the team heads toward another championship run. So stop by and be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm wishing you all the success in the world, whether it is with the NBA or wherever it is that offers you a great contract. Because, like I said, I've seen the footage. You've got some great talent, and I see a successful future going forward. But you've already sold me on your ability. Now I give you the floor to go ahead, not only sell our listeners on Mike Lenoir, but also the NBA teams. Because there's not only the teams that reached out to you. There sounds like there's 25 more teams that need to know a little bit more about Mike Lenoir, and you know what, all the things that you can give a team and an organization going forward.
I would say I'm a winner, competitor. I'm a great teammate in general, on and off the court. You know, very charismatic person. But to describe my game, I would say I'm a leader first. I like to push the ball. I like to get out and run. I got handles. I can shoot the ball. I have a great IQ. I can get my teammates involved if they need to get involved, or if somebody's not going and we need to get him going, I can do that. I can play defense. I can rebound good for my size. Yeah, that'll be pretty much it. Like I say, I can get in there and get steals from time to time, but I say I'm just a great teammate and great player overall, and a pure point guard, not a guy who goes out looking for a shot or looking to ooh and ah, like, I'm a winner at the end of the day. So regardless of the fact, if the win is ugly or pretty, as long as we got the win, that's all that matters. So I describe myself on that one.
I tell you what, it's just so great talking to you. You've been, like I said, all the video speaks for itself. And if you can out there, please search out Mike Lenoir. He's going to be just a great choice, a great prospect out there. And if you're an NBA team listening to this, you need to go ahead and give this guy a chance. Give this guy an opportunity to succeed, because I think you will not regret it if you do. He is someone that I think can go ahead and go far in the league. Mike, I wish you and all your teammates great success in the realm of basketball, whether it's with the NBA or wherever they can go ahead and show off their wares, because from what I've seen, you guys got a great team, and I look for a tremendous amount of success for you guys going forward.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that. We thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And again, if you have any questions for us, like LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com. If you want us to reach out to Mike Lenoir, if you have questions, just go ahead and reach out to us at LakersFastBreak on Twitter. And last but not least, Mike, I want you to go ahead and give everybody a shout out on your social media, because I know social media is now so important to everyone advertising themselves on a platform. You go ahead and shoot off everyone out there exactly where can they find you on social media.
Y'all can find me on social media on Instagram at King Mike. Instead of an I, you'll have a V. So KVNG.MIIKE, Mike with two I's. And the same thing on Twitter, it'll be KVNGMIIKE. On Twitter, it wouldn't have no dot. So that's where y'all can keep in touch with me and, you know, stay up to date.
Well, there you go, indeed. It is Mike Lenoir. He is an NBA draft hopeful. If you want to go ahead and find out more information, right there for you. Google, and also everywhere he talked about on social media, Mike Lenoir. I look for him to go ahead and become a major prospect in the world of basketball. And Mike, it's just been great having you on the show. I cannot thank you enough. And I wish you and, again, you all your teammates out there so much success from all of us at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.